What's good, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Shiny Shine Monday. I hope y'all had a good week. I had a good week. And we have a lot of special guests today for this Valentine's Day, V-Day special episode. State your name, y'all.
Ladies first.
Ladies first, always.
Hi,
always.
My name is Amaya.
Yay.
Hi, my name is Star.
Hey, Star.
I'm Devin. Everybody calls me Devo, so y'all can call me Devo.
Devo. Well, welcome, y'all. So this episode, y'all, is a V-Day special. Yay. And so I asked everybody on the platform questions on what they have about, you know, just love, single, relationships, just pretty much just et cetera, just for this special day. And so we gonna actually commit into one of the first questions. And so the first question is, why be so toxic in a relationship? Shout out to Devontae for that question. So who gonna go first?
The question is, why be toxic?
Like, why are relationships so toxic?
Oh, why are they toxic? For one, I think it's just lack of communication. You know, like, people got their own problems and stuff like that, and they don't communicate that, so they do one thing, and, you know, their partner be like, oh, why did you just do this? All I did was this, da da da, and then it's like a chain effect because the next person does something, and they do something, and then it just becomes an ongoing problem. So it's a lot that goes into it.
Honestly, I don't think anybody is purposely trying to be toxic in a relationship. A lot of, like, speaking for a female, people... Even myself, like, you don't really know what you're going through. You don't know what your insecurities are. And sometimes you find out what your insecurities are in a relationship, and you don't realize that you're acting out because of certain things that you don't know about yourself. So it's not so much about communication to me. It's just knowing yourself before you get in a relationship.
Stop. No? Not this one?
I don't have an answer for that.
Okay. Well, how do I answer this question? Not every relationship is perfect. And I feel like people really put a, especially social media, people put a standard on what relationships should be like. So that causes toxic. So I just say, just to fix that, it's just, you just gotta, one, communicate, one, comprehend, and everything else will just fall in place.
Definitely.
All right, so next question. Shout out to my girl Sierra. How can you tell if someone is giving you hints that they are feeling you?
Okay, I'll answer this.
Okay.
Can you repeat the question? I just want to make sure I get
it. Oh, yeah, no, I got you. How can you tell if someone is giving you hints that they are feeling you?
Well, to me, I think it's, like, pretty obvious. They'll just, like, start doing stuff that they won't do to, like, other people, like their friends and stuff. I'll just, like, without going into too much detail, I kind of, like, with my boyfriend, I kind of just, like, retweeted his stuff just because, like, I thought he was cute and everything. But, like, I didn't, like, put too much effort into it. Yeah. And, like, he kind of, I guess, like, caught on that I was, in a sense, like, feeling him. And then, like, he, like, slid in my DMs and, like, did the rest, so.
Respect that. Yeah. Shout out to the boyfriend. Shout out to the boyfriend.
I'm so straightforward. Honestly, I'm not the type of girl who want you to, I don't want you to throw hints at me, because sometimes you assume that it is that and it'd be a whole different, some people are just flirty on accident. So just tell me that you're feeling me so we can just move on from there. I don't need no hints.
All right. Respect. Deva?
It's kind of tough for a male perspective, because if it ain't a straightforward girl, you just out there, like, and, you know, guys, you know, everybody think a guy's supposed to be all tough, so, you know, we don't really try to pursue females in a sense, and if we do, some guys just want to do the thing, and there are other guys, if they really looking for a female, like, they kind of play it too cool. And I think that's what a lot of people mess up at, because they'll mess around. Like, they'll push the girl away trying to be too cool. Like, they being too nonchalant and acting like they don't care too much. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the girl end up thinking, like, and that go back to communication, too. Even though they just trying to feel each other out, it starts right there. Because if you can't validate how serious you are about somebody, then you probably shouldn't be in a relationship anyway. Because you're not even ready to talk about how you feel. You feel me? You can't be in a relationship and not talk about how you feel. So, you know, it's tough. Especially for guys.
That's another question.
So, right, another question. To me, I just say it's just a vibe. It's like you just gotta follow the vibe. So, like, if the vibe's there and she feeling you and, you know, you just feel that vibe, okay, handle it with a caution. You feel me? Handle it the right way. If you don't feel them vibes, okay, still, you know, if you feel her, still, you know, be her friend, still get to know her.
Definitely.
Just follow the wave, man. Follow the wave.
Never say that again. I want to hear that at your mouth.
But next question, shout out to Fee. How do you date someone who is low confident?
Oh, that is a question for me because, honestly, like, you need to know what they're not confident about and you act on that. So, say she's having struggles with feeling beautiful. It's no problem with just waking up in the morning and texting her, good morning, beautiful. Mm-hmm. When you know that your boyfriend thinks you're beautiful, you start to instill that confidence in within yourself. So, that's just one way to go about it. Like, but if you're not ready to date somebody who's not technically...
High self-esteem,
mm-hmm. then you need to not acknowledge that for yourself and tell that person, like, you need to fix that before I get with you.
Yeah,
because
me.
Miscommunication.
That's me.
Yeah.
I promise you, I'm not ready for no. Like, you ain't got to be out here high self-esteem. You ain't got to be, you know, walking around, oh, I'm the baddest thing walking. Because, mm-hmm. honestly, I don't like that type either. But, you know, it's like, you got to, if you're not confident in yourself, how I'm gonna make you confident in yourself. I understand what you were saying though, you know, but that's what you said, Maya. That's what's the word I'm looking for. That's expected. That's supposed to happen. You know, you wake up, you call your girl beautiful every once in a while. You know, you do that, every once in a while, because if it's every day, it's expected.
Okay.
You feel me? And if I literally forget one morning to call you a specific word, oh, you don't think I'm beautiful, oh, you don't think I'm this, you don't think I'm that, and it's like, if I didn't think that, I wouldn't be with you. If I didn't think that, I wouldn't be giving you all this attention and all this time. So apparently, obviously, I do. But, you know, that, like, me, like, that's me. I just can't. You feel me? I have other real stuff going on. I can't wake up first thing in the morning. That's on my mind every single day. I just can't.
That makes sense. Why certain people can't date.
Yeah,
because
I
we don't know.
I can't.
I'm gonna give y'all that question. I'm not gonna put my two cents on that one. That was good. I don't need to say nothing else.
I think with that, sorry.
No, good.
Patience, like, goes into that, like, dating somebody with low, like, self-confidence. Because, mm-hmm. like, sometimes I have that. And, like, that kind of just goes back to, like, you need to, like, get to know a person before mm-hmm. you start dating them. Because it's, like... if you jump into a relationship and that wasn't, like, shown on the outside, it's kind of like you can't get mad because you jumped into it. And if it comes out, then it is what it is. So, like, you just really have to have a lot of patience with that.
Preach, star. Okay. Period. Next question. Shout out to my mentor, one of my mentors, Nike. Why are men afraid of love?
Devin. That's a male.
I'm not afraid of love. We're gonna put that out there. I'm never afraid of love. I'm not afraid to be loved. I'm not afraid to love anybody, you know. But there is no one answer to that, because it's a lot that goes into it. It's a whole lot that goes into it, because everybody has their own backstory. Mm-hmm. Everybody got their own past. Everybody got everything that they've dealt with in their own life. So, but I think for the majority, it goes back to the stereotype, because a lot goes with love. You know, one thing that goes with love is obviously feelings. And as a boy growing up, every man is taught that, you know, you shouldn't be soft. You gotta be, you know, you gotta keep your feelings under wraps. You can't just be out there crying. And you know, you gotta keep yourself together. And in that, we lose the fact that we still human. and we lose the fact that we can still feel some type of way towards certain things. So when it comes down to love, we get older, we get a female, you know, and we look up like, oh, I'm sad. She just hurt my feelings. What do I do? Mm-hmm. You know, she just did this to me. What do I do? Or I made her feel a certain way, and now she's sad. She's mad. What do I do? So then the first opportunity, they can't, it's basically like they just can't take the heat. They can't take the pressure. So the first opportunity they get, I got to go. Mm-hmm. Or that's when you catch them cheating, mm-hmm. you know, because they don't know how to handle the situation that's right in their face. And that could be the same thing said for females too. But from a male perspective, you got to hold a certain, what's the word I'm looking for? I'm just going to say standard, for lack of a better word, for being a man. And a lot of times we lose the fact that it's okay to have feelings. It's okay to react certain ways to certain things. And, you know, we just back out of it. So when it comes down to why don't you like being in love? Why don't you love anybody? Why don't you let yourself be loved? There's no real answer to it, because it's a whole lot that goes into that. So,
no. No, that was y'all answer there.
Yeah, I ain't even. Nah, devil, you got it, man. So the next question, shout out to my boy Sed. What are ways to mentally prepare yourself for love?
Know yourself first.
Yeah.
Love yourself first.
Yeah, that's the problem anyway. A lot of people jump into relationships too fast, and they don't really know who they are. They don't know if they don't like certain things. Mm-hmm. You know, like, for instance, if I don't like when people... If I don't like when my girl sleeps on the left side of the bed,
yeah,
type of thing. You know, I don't know that because I'm sleeping in the bed by myself, you know. But if I know I like the right side... Well, no, I'm going to put you this way. If I don't know I like the right side, and then it comes up, and I'm forced to sleep on the left... Then it's like, whoa, I don't like sleeping on this side. And it's a real problem for you. But for the other person, it's like, what do you mean?
We're just literally laying down.
But you like, no, I don't like this side. And it's really, in your mind, it's really a problem for you. And you don't even know that. And then it leaves your partner in a situation like, why is they spazzing like this? Like, we laying down. We just chilling. Why is this a real problem for you? But, you know, just know yourself, basically. Once you know yourself, a lot of things will just be easier.
I definitely agree with that. It's literally, you have to have self-love. A lot of people in this generation, and I was once this too, it was very dependent on love. Mm. So when I, you know, had my high school sweetheart, you know, and I dated her, once when, you know, we broke up, it was like, who's next? Who I'm about to have? And so I literally was just... I'm just salty, I'm just depressed and all that stuff. And I was like, I can't be like this no more. So, like, what I'm doing right now is just spending time with me, you know, doing this podcast, listening to music, taking myself out, you know, here and there, you know, just spending time for
good.
I like that.
Thank y'all. Okay, shout out to my mother, Mom Dukes. With this question, why is it more typical for women to rush into a relationship?
Go ahead, because I got something for that one.
Okay. Mama,
let me sit back and listen on this one.
I feel like everybody, like every woman could be like different, but honestly, I feel like women tend to know more like fast, like what we want, like right off the bat, and guys just kind of take their own time trying to figure themselves out. So it's like when we see something we want, we go after it. And I mean, if it doesn't work out, then it doesn't work out. But it's just like we already know what we want. So like for me personally, I knew what I wanted like from the jump when I started dating my boyfriend, stuff like that. So that's my answer. It could be different. I don't know.
Personally, so like I wouldn't say I jump into relationships fast, but I do move on fast because at the end of the day, I'm 19 years old. Like, why stop and be like, oh, I just got out of a relationship, I'm gonna wait 3 years. Like, that is not something that I, if I like somebody, if I'm feeling their vibe, why not pursue it? Because you never know. Like, God put this person in your pathway for a reason. Mm-hmm. I've always felt like I came into people's life for a reason. I'm there for a purpose. So even if it's for a couple of weeks, I'm communicating with this person. I'm sure something that I gave for them, something like some knowledge, some comfort, it helps. So I don't know. I'm always feel like I'm a blessing in people's life, and that's why I can say I rush into relationships, because I'm always looking at what I could be for that person. Mm. So
respect. This might not be y'all case, but I know a lot of females, and they main thing is
they don't like being alone.
That's true. That. And just the fact of having somebody in our society today, like, that's literally a goal for everybody our age. Like, I want to be booed up. Oh, I want a man. I want this. I want that. I want somebody that's going to hold me and provide for me. Da, 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 da. And they don't really recognize what they should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? They just know what they want in a man. But they don't see how the type of man that they want, first off, 9 times out of 10, your perfect man not going to exist.
Yeah.
You feel me? He not, everything that you want in a man is not going to be, he's not going to be right. Secondly, you don't even know the type of person you are yet. You don't even know your faults and your problems, your real faults and your real problems yet.
The toxic ones.
Literally those. And you going out trying to find somebody that's going to make you happy for eternity. And then you find somebody that's real close, but then you don't even realize the very problems that you have and the very things that you deal with and you don't even know you deal with are the very thing that that person hates. So now, yeah, he everything for you, but you literally almost nothing for him.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's like, it's one-sided. Now it's like, what are we really doing here? The female will go in, and then especially in today's society, the female is supposed to be like the most taken care of. You know, you're supposed, as a man, you're supposed to take care of your woman. You take care of her. You do give her what she need, give her what she want, type stuff like that. But that's not how it's always supposed to be. It's not supposed to be one-sided. It's mm-hmm. just one side is pushed in society more than the other. And, yeah, it's true, but at some point, that got to come back around. At some point, the woman got to carry her own weight, do the same thing for her man. And they think just because they do a little something in the bedroom or because they buy him this and buy him that, then that's it. No, it's deeper than that. It's way deeper than that.
Not to get off topic, but I just want to say, I honestly feel like it depends on the race. Because I feel like now in a black home, a woman is starting to be that man. They're the head of the house. The only thing that a man feels like, I'm not saying that y'all feel like that, but the only thing that y'all really take care of is paying the bills. But like, for instance, my mom is the mother of my dad, honestly. She makes sure his doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, like all of that is taken care of. And she got 3 other kids, you know? So, and then she got to take care of the house, cook too. Like, I feel like we're more of the man and y'all just supposed to provide.
I see exactly what you're saying. But, and that's, a lot of that is because of the generational thing.
Yeah.
Because we as our age, we can't do the same stuff they do. We can't live in that. Because, like you just said, it becomes one-sided on y'all part as far as responsibility.
Yeah.
Back then, like when they was growing up, their parents, like our grandparents and all them, the man went to work all day, every day. So when he came home, it was expected for the woman to have him food already waiting.
Yeah.
You feel me? If the wife did work, she had a little small job. She making like 1/5 of what he making.
Right.
You feel me? So she literally making like grocery money. He paying everything, but that's not the case now. In our time, right now, the man and woman. Sometimes you have a woman that will make more than a man. No, so that goes that comes down to, again, communication, and it just comes down to listening, man. Like let's use this scenario: if the woman is making more than a man. Now that role is reversed. She can now pay more bills than him. But at the end of the day, he's still a man of the house.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So you still got to give him that respect. No, you have to give him that respect. Because he's still a man. He's still a man. He's still the man of your house. It don't matter if you bought the house or whatever, because that's where the mind gets warped at. You overstep him, and that's disrespectful. You don't do that. You feel me? You can't overstep.
That's another topic.
Yeah, it is okay. Another topic.
We need to have that conversation, because I would go head topic. To head with that one.
It is another topic, but seriously, because no. That's where the problems come in at, man. You feel me? Okay, yeah, it's like you get arrogant. One thing goes down. Okay, because I pay everything in here. Why is that something you go to? Instead of us actually fixing this problem, you want to jump to, I pay all the bills in the house, so you do what I say. Or I pay all the bills in the house, so at the end of the day, what I say is going to happen. Really? That means you don't even love me no more.
I see it in that perspective.
If you love me, you would give me that respect. If you really love me, you would give me that respect. But you just focused on, because I bring this amount into the house. Mm-hmm. Amount, because if you lose your job, then what? You feel me? And that does go vice versa. But if you lose your job, then what?
Gotta find another job.
You feel me? Now, you're going to have to find another job. And everything that you were just talking, all that big stuff you were just talking is out the window now. And it would still be wrong of me to kick you out the house. Oh, yeah, it'd be wrong with me to say, you ain't making no money. Now you can get out. What? That's crazy. So it's tough, man. It's a lot. Like you said, that's a different question.
Now, Amaya, what you said earlier about this funny is for the next question. Mm-hmm. How long should you wait until talking to someone else after getting out of a relationship? Ooh. Shout out to my boy Sydney.
I really feel like it really depends on how deep the relationship got.
Okay.
So, like, the boyfriend I'm with now, we've been together for a while, and I can't see myself. I can't see myself. If we was to break up, God forbid, was to break up, that I would jump into another relationship within a couple of months. Because, I mean, this is a relationship that I really cherish. Okay. But I've had relationships where it just really didn't work out. We only talked for a month. I'm not finna sit here and be like, no, I'm gonna wait. Like, no, because you didn't really mean that much to me. Okay. We was getting to know each other. So it really depends on the relationship.
Okay, so I agree with that. But my thing is, I always go with, like, time doesn't really have, like, that much meaning when it comes to, like, okay, you break up. Like, you can't go talk to somebody else, like, mm-hmm. within, like, the next month. I'm like the type of person where it's like someone you were with for like 2 years could be like, or somebody that you know for, I'm trying to think of how to say it, like somebody that you like just met 2 weeks ago could have better intentions than somebody that you've been talking to or had like a relationship for 2 years. And personally, like, not to go into too much detail, but I was like in a really toxic relationship before I got with my boyfriend that I'm with now, like to the point where it was like, you know, physical abuse, like all of that type. And like, it didn't take very long for me to start talking to my boyfriend now. So I feel like time doesn't have like big meaning. Like, in a sense, when you say like, Amaya, when you say, you know, I wouldn't go talk to somebody if, God forbid, like, you and your boyfriend break up. Like, I'm the same way. Like, I wouldn't just go talk to somebody else, like, if that were to happen. But if you know that what you've been in was, like, a really toxic situation, and you should have, like, left
a long time ago,
it's like, you know, I kind of detached myself from my past relationship, like, probably 6 months in. Like, so I was already
you
done
fall
at
out
that
of love
point.
With that person before you even realize,
right?
That,
I know. Like fell out of love like in my head. So when it just got to its breaking point, I was just like, at this point, cool. So overall, time doesn't really
I like that the time doesn't really matter thing, but at some point you got to know yourself. Mm-hmm. And I said that because of this. Some people are super, 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 super envious.
Okay.
And they would literally get their heart broken in a relationship, mm-hmm. blame the other person because mm-hmm. it's their fault, and then go find somebody better, right? Then other people will hurt the other person's feelings mm-hmm. in the relationship then get broken up with, realize it's their fault. Then after that, well, I'm going to go make them jealous. I'm going to go make her jealous. I'm going to go make him jealous. And then they go find somebody instantly. If that, if you the type of person where you know you messed it up, but you can't own up to it, you need to stay out of a relationship for a long time.
Definitely.
Because you still don't know how to deal with your own problems. But you do jump into a relationship super fast just to make somebody else jealous. But then you look up, and the person that you got is actually a good person. But you not realizing you messed up your last relationship. You really think you finna keep this one together?
Right.
And this dude is actually better than the dude you was with last time? Nah, that's not cool. You gotta know your, you have to know yourself. You need to know who you are. If you are really doing this just to make somebody jealous, but it just so happened you got a better man this time or a better girl this time, you finna mess it up. And you about to mess it up quick. And then that's when you'll start running into little problems where you'll start doing certain things and your woman will say, whoa, what's wrong with you? Why are you doing this? Or your man will start saying, why are you doing this? We talked about this. Why are you doing this and that instead of this and that? And then you just sitting there like, I just said. Or if a man perspective, oh, babe, I was just, what you mean? No, you hurt her feelings. And then you just going, what you going to have next, apologies? You can only have so many apologies, and then anybody can get fed up with apologies. You can apologize, what, 5-6 times? Doing the same thing? 5 or 6 times until it starts getting irritated.
At that point, the third time, you ain't getting it.
Yeah, it's real tough. All because your intentions are not in the right spot.
Mm-hmm.
If you know you good in the inside, if you know that last relationship, Not pushing blame, but if it wasn't your fault, it wasn't your fault. You feel me? That relationship wasn't your fault. You got you a better person right here 2 weeks later. Okay, cool. Go ahead. How about it? But if you know that relationship was not 100% or even 80% that other person's fault, and you had your problems too, and because you realized that they broke up with you and you realized that, but you still mad now because you by yourself.
Mm.
And you go try to find somebody else quickly. Oh, y'all can get... What's the Beyonce song? I can have another you in a minute. That's what she said.
Oh, yeah.
Wildin'. Wildin', bro. Like, for real. Not like in her case, she's just with a... She was with a goop. I didn't say sing the song. But nah, man. It's just intentions, man. Whatever you plan to do with your next relationship, then, you know, go ahead. Do your thing.
I definitely... And to me, like, I hear all y'all. It's just, you gotta take, to me, I feel like you definitely gotta take time. So, of course, take time for yourself.
For sure.
Take time to really pass the relationship so you don't bring it into the next relationship, because you don't want to bring your past into this one. So, fully let go of your past.
For sure.
And then, you know, and be ready to give the full attention to this person. All right, y'all, last question and then it will be a wrap. So shout out to my boy Joey. Why can't people be upfront and honest from the jump?
Rejection.
Yeah,
everybody's scared of rejection. So it's literally the only thing that's really it. If you know that if you see somebody you like and it was guaranteed that you was gonna be with them, there would be no problem.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? If you saw the baddest girl or for girls, they seen the most, what word y'all use? Finest man y'all ever seen in y'all life.
Yeah, okay.
And it was guaranteed that if you go up and introduce yourself to them, you're gonna be in a relationship. What would be the holdup? Nothing at all. You know what I mean? People just scared of getting rejected, that's all. And what they don't realize is you holding yourself back, they're doing nothing but hurting you. It ain't hurting them. It ain't doing nothing but hurting you. So, you know, you just gotta overcome that. That's all.
I'm thinking of that like in a different situation. How, like, I know at my school, a lot of dudes sit up here and say, like, oh, I don't want a relationship. Like, they don't say that, like, from the start. Like, they're not honest. Mm. From the start, so like they'll start talking to a girl and, you know, start doing all the things in a relationship, you know, but then when it gets time to, like, when the girl is, like, you know, trying to be all lovey-dovey and do all the stuff and, like, be like, oh, let's go to the movies, let's do this, that, and the other, they want to be like, wait, I didn't want a relationship. I didn't want to do any of that. I was just, what do y'all say? I'm just chilling type of thing. Like,
yeah.
That's what they do. So I'm thinking of that, like, in a different approach. And honestly, I don't know why, like, people can't, like, be upfront and, like, honest from the jump. But I just feel like, I don't know. It just may be, like, everybody's different. That's, like, the overall thing. Everybody is different. So it could just be something with them as to why they can't
be honest. That come with
too. Yeah.
If they know they're not trying to have a relationship, they should just say it. But they like the person. So it's not like they, you feel me? They find out that that person actually liked them back. They're not just going to let the opportunity move. But at the end of the day, they don't want a relationship. So they'll try their best to keep it, especially, like, from a guy perspective. They'll try to keep it wherever it goes from there. So they try to keep it between not in a relationship but still talking. Mm-hmm. And that's actually not good at all. So, you know, it goes with the personal agenda thing.
Well, I mean, y'all answered it pretty well. So with me, it has to deal with a lot of things. So like you said, you know, rejection, insecurity. But I just feel like if you be upfront and just from the jump, things can be so much easier. Yeah. Because you'll find out the truth if they really like you or not. So I... So
that's
with...
How I got my boyfriend in the shoe. I didn't know if he... Look, I thought he liked the whole different race, okay? But I just slid in his little DMs, you know? Just because at the end of the day, it's better to know that he wouldn't want me than to always have that in the back of my head. Like, what if I just did it, you know? So, being upfront, it's pros and cons to it. But at the end of the day, just do it. Like, it ain't... You never know what opportunities you missed out on because you're not upfront about it.
Yeah. And I feel like the biggest thing for me, like, if you're upfront with me, whether it's a friendship, relationship, whatever, I would have so much more respect for you. Definitely. If you could just be honest. Because if you lie to me directly in my face and then I find out about it later, then I just lost all respect for you. When you had the opportunity to be upfront, to be honest, to say what you wanted, to be like, all right, no, I just want to chill, or no, I want to, you know, get to know you, be in a relationship with you type of thing. My biggest thing is honesty. If you cannot be honest with me, I don't want to surround myself. Like, I don't want you around me because that's negative energy for me, and that's going to put a toll on me, and I don't think that that's fair.
Mm-hmm. Just
That's all the questions. I just want to say thank all y'all because... Every last one of y'all, since y'all answered the question, y'all gave me, you know, advice for myself, and y'all gave everyone else advice, people who asked the question. So I hope we answered the questions to y'all standards. I hope we, you know, answered it pretty well. If not, you know, hit us up. So, but that's it, y'all. I love each and every one of y'all. I will see y'all again next Monday. Peace in inner city, y'all, and we are out.